You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Kevin De Bruyne to score and Man City to win was 21-20, now 6-4. And Callum Wilson to score and Bournemouth to win was 14-1, now 20-1. Perfect start to the season, David, for Manchester City. Won all four of their Premier League matches and pummeled Borussia Mönchengladbach 4-0 on Wednesday night. Sergio Aguero has been incredible, but he's not available, so Kelechi Iheanacho will probably lead the line, and he's got 2-2 for Manchester City. He's scored 9 goals, in fact, from just 13 shots on target in the Premier League for the club. They're now odds on to win the title, Derek, Manchester City. Is it too soon for that? Is it too early for a team to be odds on to win the Premier League after just 4 matches?
Yeah, because I think this season it is, because there's so many challenges. And didn't they set off like a house on fire last term as well, City? Didn't they win their first 5 or 6? And then look what happens, they fell off a cliff. I tipped them for the league at the start of the season, and you know, it's no surprise to me that they're short prices now. But I wouldn't be touching them odds on, no way. That said, they have been playing tremendously well, and that first half performance against United was just sensational. I know that Kevin De Bruyne got the Man of the Match award, but David Silva was mesmeric for me. I could not take my eyes off him. I've always thought, you know, when players get wildly praised in the press, I always think, yeah, not that good. But Silva, Jesus, he was fantastic. What a player. And I know he's been in the Premier League a good few years now. Well, it's what he did last week that opened my eyes to just what a tremendous performer he is. And obviously, he's almost 2-1 to score at any time against Bournemouth. And the number of times he pops up and in and around the box, that's got to be worth the best a player of his talent. I'm trying, you might have seen what these prices are, 1-3. You're looking at a way to oppose it, or 2-7, rather. I can't see it. I just don't see Bournemouth troubling City here. You know, battering United, battering Mönchengladbach in the Champions League. They're just playing above the ground at the moment, and I do think this will be an easy City win. So I'm going to go for Silva to score, because I just love him. And I'm going to go City minus a goal at 7-10.
It's one of those, Derek, as well. I can't understand this match being priced the way it is when you compare it to Tottenham versus Sunderland. I know, yeah, Bournemouth have got more scope than Sunderland, but yeah, should Tottenham be a shorter... Sunderland be it doesn't make any sense to me. Really.
No, it doesn't. No, sometimes that's a good way of sniffing out value, that when you look at a similar kind of game and the prices are different. Yeah, you're right. So even a 2-7, I would argue City a value.
Yeah, I think I might as well. Tom, your thoughts on this?
I don't think anything's going to change in this fixture from probably the two meetings last year. What was it, 5-1 at the Etihad, 4-0 away from home for Man City down on the south coast. I can't see that change. I mean, you know, people will know I'm a fan of Bournemouth. I'm a big fan of how they play, but these are the games that are really struggling. You know, they struggle going to some of the big clubs where they make it expansive. You know, they want to play things their own way, Bournemouth, and I think they'll win more games than they're going to lose against that bottom 10, that group of teams. But they're in an absolutely different league, Man City, and it's going to be a very comfortable win. I mean, Iheanacho is a player. You think about the chances that Pep Guardiola's side are kind of creating, and I think he's desperate to take his chance. You mentioned that stat earlier about his goals to shots ratio for Manchester City is just remarkable. Mm. And I think when you're looking at him, any time in this match, it's about 17-20. I'd look at him in the 2-1 market at 19-5. I think this is the kind of game where Man City could be home and hosed at half time. I really do. I just don't think Bournemouth defensively we'll be out of court with City. So not many teams will, of course, in the Premier League. So I'm going for a comfortable Manchester City victory. Probably be looking at the handicap. Even -2 is 21-10. You know, you'd have been covered on that in both games last season. The over 3.5 goals as well. But I think Iheanacho, even at any time, is a fair price. But 2-1 looks very good. So it's a City win with plenty of breathing space for me.
One bet that might be worth a look at in the game as well is City to win and both teams to score at 17-10. That's landed in City's first 4 Premier League matches. I know it didn't land midweek against Borussia Mönchengladbach, but Bournemouth maybe have enough just to get on the score sheet here.
They score goals, Dave. I mean, that's what they do. They've scored once in each of their last in 8 of the last 9. Premier League matches. So, you know, it doesn't matter who they're playing against, Bournemouth will always back themselves to score. And they do have some good players. I do think that Man City at home against these kind of teams have had an air of complacency. Once they get themselves in front, you know, quite often we've seen them kind of ease off a little bit and everyone kind of thinks it's job done. and maybe Bournemouth could hurt them. So, yeah, I don't mind that at all. I mean, Bournemouth, like I say, they are a team, you know, that have been scoring goals in the Premier League, but they're not going to be able to score. I would suspect they're going to need to score 3 goals at the Etihad to get a result.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.